This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still no official word from Saudi Arabia's leaders on what became of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, but say they are still investigating. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says,
"We ought to give them a few more days to complete that so that we too have a complete understanding of the facts surrounding that, at which point we can make decisions about how or if the United States should respond."
Mexico's ramping up security on its southern border as the Trump administration pushes it to take action regarding a growing caravan of Central American migrants that claim they are fleeing poverty and violence and are making their way to the U.S.-Mexico border. President Trump has threatened to shut down that border with National Guard troops to stop the immigrants from entering the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The U.S. Pacific Fleet reporting a Seahawk helicopter crashes onto the flight deck of the USS Ronald Reagan. John Clemens.
All injured personnel are in stable condition under evaluation by the ship's medical staff. The military reports while some personnel will be medically evacuated ashore, none of the injuries are life-threatening. The crash occurred during routine operations in the Philippine Sea. The Ronald Reagan remains fully mission capable and has resumed flight operations. The cause of the mishap is under investigation. I'm John Clemens.
A new lawsuit accusing every Catholic diocese in Illinois of covering up sex abuse by priests. Four men filing the suit yesterday saying they were sexually abused by five priests in parishes across Illinois. The men say the church is holding back information, hiding the names of accused priests, and keeping secret records. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A former Utah Republican congressman is being criticized for a tweet that some say was insensitive to Native Americans. Jason Chaffetz, who's now a Fox News contributor, posting the tweet from Disneyland yesterday. It showed him standing next to a wooden Indian statue, joking that he was with Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren. Warren had been criticized for her claims of Native American ancestry. A Navajo elder and former Utah official, Mark Maryboy, saying that he considers the post racist. Maryboy telling the Salt Lake Tribune, though, that he's not surprised that Chaffetz would make such a comment. J.P. Morgan Chase is warning investors a recession is likely coming. Despite what has been a strong economy, it claims a model says there's a 28% chance that the U.S. economy will be going into recession this year. The model is more pessimistic than others. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York says there is just a 14% chance of a recession this year. The Dow Jones average and S&P have both lost more than 4% this month, however. You can find us online. We have a brand new website, in fact, online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let's go down, down, down through the river. You will lead the change. Let's go down, down, down.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Stephen Strang is back with us, author of the new book, Trump Aftershock. And previously, when we last spoke with Stephen on a couple of occasions, we talked about his celebrated book, God and Donald Trump. He is the CEO of Charisma Media and founder of Charisma Magazine, as you'll recall. Stephen, good to have you back with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. It's a privilege to be with you.
Well, the honor is ours, Stephen, especially when we're talking about this new book that is still yet to be released in the first week of November, so we'll give everybody a heads up on that, and we're getting a little bit of a preview of Trump Aftershock, the president's seismic impact on culture and faith in America. And I almost want to say that's a bit of an understatement, because it really has been a seismic impact on the culture and faith, right?
I agree with you 100%, and of course that's why I wrote the book. If his election was an earthquake that nobody saw coming, All of these things that have happened since then, I call aftershocks, and that's all of his accomplishments. Mm-hmm. You know, he gets very little credit in the mainstream media for his accomplishments, but I mean, when you read a list of them, which is actually in the appendix, an 8-page list of all of his accomplishments up until the time the book went to press, it's really, really impressive. But there's other kinds of aftershocks, too, which you're well aware of, the not-so-good kind, you know, where the left has just gone crazy. And, you know, they even talk about Trump derangement syndrome, because some people are so much against this president, yet I believe that he's doing a fantastic job. And this was my way to try to put all of this on the record in a way that other writers and journalists have not done.
Exactly. Well, Stephen, when you consider what he has, to your first point, in terms of accomplishments, his, you know, promises made, promises keep, I think the number is close to 300 actual items that you could check off that the president has promised and that he has effected on behalf of we the people, is it not?
Well, I don't know the exact number, but it's amazing. From the booming economy to what I call in the book muscular diplomacy, where instead of leading from behind like Obama did, you know, Trump knows how to negotiate. You know, for example, he told the South Koreans, he said, you know, you're a rich country. I've been over there 5 times. I've seen it. Every bit as, you know, developed as the United States, and they have Samsung and all those cars and so forth. He said, we're spending $1 billion to defend you. Why don't you pay it? And the South Korean president said, well, Nobody's asked.
Nobody asked, exactly.
And so they decided to pay. And there's other examples like that. And then sometimes you'll do something like call Kim Jong-un Little Rocket Man, and he gets, and the president gets all this criticism that, you know, he's going to spark World War III, and exactly the opposite happens. Kim Jong-un comes to the negotiation table, and while, you know, the jury is still out on how that's going to work out, some good things have already happened, including the fact that he's not testing any more missiles, not one, since he met with, or since actually he agreed to meet with the president. And so I think that, you know, that's an example of how he's done internationally. Plus, something that's very important to me as a conservative Christian is his attitude toward Israel.
Yeah.
You know, Obama was so, how should I say it, almost hostile toward Israel, that when Netanyahu came to the White House to visit him, instead of inviting him for dinner, which would be the custom with a head of state, he said, you know, excuse me, I need to leave the meeting now because I have to have dinner with my family. I mean, it was just this kind of a slap in the face, and it was indicative of his attitude. Trump, on the other hand, did something that Obama, nor Bush, nor Clinton did, and that is move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. You know, Congress passed that law in the late 90s, and every president, when it came time to do it, would do a six-month extension because they said, well, if we do it, there's going to be rioting and there's going to be war. And, you know, while there's been some unrest, it's no more, at least in my opinion, than the unrest that, you know, goes on between the Palestinians and the Israelis on an ongoing basis. There certainly has not been the war that was predicted. And I just so admire the president for doing that, partly because the Bible says that God blesses those who bless Israel. And I believe that was a great blessing to Israel. And I really admire the president for having the will and the determination to make that happen.
Well, and he's done that time and again, as you mentioned, in dealing with Kim Jong-un, dealing with Russia, NATO, for example, same story as with the South Koreans. He goes to NATO, says, hey, look, at you guys promised 2%. You should be paying 2%. They said, well, nobody asked. But then before he went to ask that question, or even after he asked that question, same response from the mainstream media and all these people who I think who are they are very well marginalizing themselves. Stephen, you know, you and I are men of faith. And, you know, when we read the Old Testament and how, you know, the office of the prophet was treated, and that is that, look at your office as a prophet was validated by the results of what it was that you were prophesying. And prophesying is really, when you really think about it, there's a lot of commonalities with people who are in the media and communications. And if you do not have, you know, substantiation of what it is that you are offering an opinion about or some sort of vision, and it goes by the wayside. The thing is that is annoying to me is they still continue to put people, you know, in front of the camera and give them place. It's like, look at, you know, like Richard Blumenthal during the Kavanaugh, which of all people, I mean, I think it's quite interesting. I often find that people self-indict. And Richard Blumenthal, you know, talked about, well, you know, if you're untruthful in one thing, it means untruthful in others, right? And you're saying, Richard Blumenthal said this, you know? Are you kidding me? And so...
And the president calls him Denang Dick. He has such a way with words.
Yes.
And you're right. The left, you know, we all knew that there was all this kind of shady stuff going on. But when they looked at Judge Kavanaugh's life and his record and could find nothing to disqualify him, right at the end, they threw this kind of hand grenade, you know, with the idea that maybe it would blow up his nomination, and thankfully it didn't. I think it did something that almost nothing else could do, and that is that it unified the Republican Party, because there's basically three Republican parties, and they don't cooperate.
Right.
The first is what I would call the establishment, you know, the Bushes and Romney and that whole group, and then you've got the Tea Party, which has been pretty marginalized, but it certainly exists. And then you've got the Trump Republicans. You know, that's the way it's going. But can you believe how Mitch McConnell and Senator Lindsey Graham and others got right behind the president, and they showed a little bit of backbone.
I was going to say they discovered
again, like they do it again and again.
They discovered their spine in the process. That's a good thing. We're talking with Stephen Strang. We got more from Stephen after the break. Stay with us, America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America as promised. Bill Martinez here. Stephen Strang is with us, the CEO of Charisma Media and founder of Charisma Magazine. We're talking about his soon-to-be-released book, Trump Aftershock, The President's Seismic Impact on Culture and Faith in America. To your point, I agree with you, Stephen, as we were saying before the break, and that is that this is what leadership does. It emboldens people. It causes them to reach beyond themselves. I mean, when you look at what Donald Trump has done, I think one of the exciting effects has been what he has done to you know, every American, they're dreaming big dreams again. I mean, I talk to, you know, small banks all the time, or even bigger banks, and they tell me, Bill, small business activity in this country is off the charts. Well, who's doing that but Donald Trump? Because he's telling people, look, you got a fair chance to win. I'm working hard for you. Those big dreams that you put on the, you know, you put on the shelf 8 years ago, dust them off, man. Come on in. The water's fine. We're going to do this together. And it's exciting because I think about, again, the human potential and what we're here for, Stephen, in honoring and glorifying God. It's not to be mediocre. It's to be excellent because of the glory of God and His promises.
Well, I agree with you 100%. And in addition to what you said, He's taken regulations off of business.
Yes.
And cut the taxes. You know, I'm a small businessman, my media company, and we have to make certain decisions based on regulations and all the paperwork, and are we going to do this or that, and what is the tax ramifications. And Donald Trump has done a lot to make it easier for businesses to grow and to prosper. And these are just some of the aftershocks, some of the results of this amazing leader who is anything but perfect, even by his own admission. Mm-hmm. And I think he's a disruptor. He has disrupted the deep state, which I go into in my book. He's disrupted the status quo in the Republican Party. I mean, we can go right down the line. He's a disruptor.
Right.
And with the way the country was going, in my opinion, we needed a disruptor like Donald Trump. Now, I didn't recognize it initially. I wrote about this and got it, Donald Trump. I was a Ted Cruz guy.
Right.
But I came around and just saw that Donald Trump was the one person who could stop Hillary Clinton. And, you know, we weren't sure he was going to keep his word. A lot of politicians say a lot of stuff to get elected, and when they get in office, they do exactly the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
He has kept his word, and that is a character trait that you don't see in politicians very often. But Donald Trump has that trait. And, of course, I delve into this in the book, Trump Aftershock.
Well, and look what the Democrats are doing. I mean, you know, James O'Keefe. And his citizen journalist, Project Veritas, what they've been able to expose. I mean, they've gone to the underbelly of the Democratic Party here, and they're talking to people and saying, wait, what you're saying here is basically a lie. Oh, we have to lie because we're trying to get those moderate Republicans. They'll never come to us. You know, once we get elected, then we'll do what it is that we were going to do. And, you know, I think it's quite ironic that here you've got the Democratic Party moving hard towards socialism, which is unsubstantiated from a standpoint that, tell me empirically, Stephen, anywhere in the history of mankind that socialism
never
has worked.
Never. And capitalism and democracy and a democratic republic like we have has worked.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not perfect, but no system is perfect. But compared to socialism, I don't understand how reasonable, logical people can think that. You know, they get into some kind of mindset with class warfare and, you know, the rich against the poor and all that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, that appeals to certain people. But I believe that Donald Trump is helping to change that. I believe, I'm going on the record in several venues to say, I believe there will be a red wave in the midterms.
Mm-hmm.
The book actually comes out on the day of the midterms. And
right.
You know, we knew that, and we knew we did not know the outcome of it, so we just didn't talk about the midterms, because whoever wins the Senate and the House, the aftershocks, the accomplishments that this president has done will continue. The regulations will still be off the books. The embassy will still be in Jerusalem. Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh will still be on the Supreme Court, and I could go right down the line.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is why, you know, as the president said, why would you fire somebody who's doing a good job? You know, and again, I've maintained that this president was an anomaly in 2016. He continues to be an anomaly. The mainstream media wants to believe what they want to believe, and so do the Democrats. And they're giddy about putting the gavel back in the hands of Nancy Pelosi, who says, look at what you've got to look forward to. I mean, she's telling the people that, look, you elect us, and we're going to impeach 45. We're going to impeach Kavanaugh. We're going to investigate like never before, and we're going to resist this president until we can get our hands back on the reins of government, and as Hillary Clinton said, then you'll have civility back in the culture.
I know it's scary. I hope that people will wake up and go to the polls. A lot of times, you know, nice, God-fearing, patriotic people stay home because they're busy with their lives and they figure everything is going to be okay. But this time, we cannot afford to stay home. We have to go to the polls. And we have to keep these people from taking power because they've shown how they will govern with the Kavanaugh hearings and also with what you said. You also may be interested to know that I actually talked to the president last month.
Mm-hmm.
He found out about the book because I've been trying to do interview. I've been trying to get a sit-down interview with him, which I'm hoping will happen either next week or the following week.
Mm-hmm.
And I was expecting to get a call from the White House about, you know, whether or not the interview would be set up. And his secretary called me, and she said, "Do you have time to talk to the president?" Well, what do you think I said?
Well.
Of course. And suddenly he was on the line. I had no preparation at all, but I told him that my book is no puff piece, but there's no book that documents better the accomplishments of what he's done. There are 542 footnotes, and you know, people can decide for themselves. I'm trying to report, because I am a journalist, I'm trying to report what happened fairly, accurately, with documentation. And I believe it will help people to understand, even people that are already on the Trump train. They'll find out a lot of stuff they didn't know. And people who maybe still have some question marks about Trump can just read the facts and see that this is really a president who's doing everything he can to try to make America great again.
Stephen, as you say, being a small businessman, I'm right with you as well. It is so important to have the team all together, united, working in the same direction. Could you imagine, I mean, here Donald Trump, we're at 4.2% in the economy. We could even get closer to 5% before the year's up, GDP-wise. We've got, 7.1 million jobs that have been created. In spite of the resistance, in spite of the naysayers and those anti-Trumpers, look, I get it that you hate Donald Trump. All that's, you know, that's fine and well. I'm sorry for you that you would waste good human energy to absolutely hate somebody like this. But don't, you know, you can't find it in your heart to love America even more, that you would want the best for America, that you could come alongside, like, you know, Lindsey Graham and some of the other Republicans who finally said, Mitch McConnell, as you mentioned earlier, that said, you know what? This guy's got the goods. I mean, he may not be the guy that I've chosen, but he's the guy that God's given us right now, and he's making things happen, and I'm going to get behind him and support him, and look what Mitch McConnell's a hero now because he believed in Donald Trump, and look what he did, you know, in getting Gorsuch on, you know, on the Supreme Court and everything that he had to go through for Kavanaugh. And much credit is given to him, and this really elevates Mitch McConnell's legacy beyond otherwise it would have been.
I agree. And in addition to the two Supreme Court justices, Trump has appointed a record number of federal judges, and it kind of went below the radar last week. Mitch McConnell got a whole bunch of them approved, I guess on the last day before they did a recess for the election.
Right.
And I really admire him for that. But also President Trump was strong. He did not back down from Kavanaugh. George W. Bush, in my opinion, would have backed down in a New York second.
You're exactly
when there was pushback. Kavanaugh, to his credit, he stood up there. Lesser men would have said, you know what, I did not sign up for all this abuse. I'm out of here. But they stood strong, and the Republicans came through, and he's on the Supreme Court now.
Stephen Strang, we got to leave it right there. Stephen, thank you so much. Journalist, author of the soon-to-be-released Trump Aftershock, The President's Seismic Impact on Culture and Faith in America. Stephen, is always a blessing.
On Amazon, and soon it will be in bookstores everywhere.
And, of course, we'll feature and link it like we did the last one on BillMartinezLive.com.
This message is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions, Incorporated. Obesity is associated with some of the leading causes of death in the United States, including diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and some types of cancer. If you are overweight and feel like you've tried everything to lose weight, you may be ready to consider bariatric surgery.
also known as weight loss surgery. The decision to have weight loss surgery is personal, and the reason is different for everyone. It can be emotional and challenging for both you and your loved ones. If you are considering weight loss surgery, Health Partner can help. Len Greer, president of Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions.
Health Partner is a digital health platform that connects you with information and tools to explore your treatment options and to work with your care team to physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for surgery and recovery.
Start your journey today by visiting thehealthpartner.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still no official word from Saudi Arabia's leaders on what became of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, but say they are still investigating. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says,
"We ought to give them a few more days to complete that so that we, too, have a complete understanding of the facts surrounding that, at which point we can make decisions about how or if the United States should respond."
Mexico's ramping up security on its southern border as the Trump administration pushes it to take action regarding a growing caravan of Central American migrants that claim they are fleeing poverty and violence and are making their way to the U.S.-Mexico border. President Trump has threatened to shut down that border with National Guard troops to stop the immigrants from entering the United States, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
See color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live. Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And, you know, right now we're reminded that it is the season, yes, coming upon us ever so quickly. And that means it's time to take a look at the hottest holiday must-haves on wheels. Trey Bodge is going to be joining us to talk about the most popular toys, tips for smart shopping, holiday gift trends, and all that good stuff. Trey is a lifestyle and parenting expert. And, Trey, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, let's talk about it. I've been wanting all morning long to talk about the hottest and latest ride-on toys and bikes available this holiday season. Break it down for us.
Yeah, so I think a big trend this year will be ride-on toys and toys with wheels in general. And I have three really exciting ones from Huffy that I wanted to share with you. Okay. One is the RC Monster Truck. And what I love about this is a two-in-one toy. So it's a ride-on, and then it turns into a radio-controlled toy. It goes forward and backward, has a 12-volt rechargeable battery. So there's a lot of play value there. And then there's more for fantasy play. There's the Disney Princess Royal Horse and Carriage, which what I love about it, it's a big, exciting toy, but it also folds up and tucks away when it's not in use. There's storage inside for a toy and a beverage, and there's a mane that you can style on the horse, and princess sounds, so there's so much fun going on with that one. Mm-hmm. And then a bike, like your classic bike that every kid needs, the Huffy Easy Build Bike. I really love because it comes out of the box, and in minutes, your kids are up and riding around. The build is so fast, and it requires no tools.
Where were they 20 years ago?
Well, you know, Huffy's been around for 125 years, believe it or not, and they are really, like, they're keeping up with the times in terms of modernization and innovation, so I'm really excited about these toys. Also, you know that they're built really well and that they're built to last.
Well, and this is what I love, you know, because grandparents, not so much the parents, but the grandparents especially are going to see this, and they're going to go, what? You know, this is awesome. I mean, I love it. And then I love Princess Sounds, you said?
Yes, so it makes Princess Sounds, which is really fun. There's just, like, so much play value with that toy in particular. And also, because the two ride-on toys have a rechargeable battery. So when the battery runs low, you just recharge it. You don't have to worry about rushing out to the store and replacing the batteries, because that can be such a big hassle on a big holiday gift-giving day.
Exactly. Trey, what about, you know, when you go to choose the right ride-on bike or, you know, experience for your child, how do you know which is the best one to choose for them?
Yeah, so be very careful about the size of the toy, what age it's recommended for, and if your child has specific interests. If they're more of a monster truck kid, they're more of a princess and fantasy play kid, so get that toy that really suits them. And then, you know, my other word of advice is not to go overboard around the holidays. I feel like sometimes parents overdo it, and they have dozens of toys for the kids, and only a fraction of them get played with. So a big statement gift like these that are also budget-friendly, I think, is a great option. And then you can encourage family and friends to give, say, a companion gift. Like, for instance, if you're getting the Easy Build bike, do a helmet with it, a basket,
something
that makes that gift more usable and even more fun for the child.
No, that's a great idea. And let's talk about other accessories for the ride-on toys.
Yeah, so helmets for sure, safety first with Huffy. You definitely want a great helmet for your bike, baskets, bells, and then, of course, with the Disney ride-on carriage, you could do fun costumes for the kid, and boys and girls can ride on this fun toy.
Yeah. You see how this works, ladies and gentlemen? You just put your mind to work, a little creativity, and as you said, you know, when you get the other family members involved, you'd be surprised how many other ideas get on top of that, right, once you're on a roll.
I think actually gifts for kids should be a group effort, right? So you shouldn't go into debt over buying kids gifts for your kids. So be practical, buy a couple of big statement things, and that's it. Have family and friends pitch in, and those companion gifts also, and find gifts that are hassle-free, that you don't have to spend hours assembling the night before or the day of, or running out to get batteries for.
Well, I tell you, you can tell she knows her stuff. Trey Bodge is an accomplished and relatable lifestyle journalist and TV commentator who specializes in smart shopping, personal finance, parenting, and retail, and we're fortunate to have her here with us sharing these great tips for the holiday season. So what about the other top gift trends that you're seeing this season, Trey?
Yeah, so I'm really excited about some other trends as well. So we have obviously our wheels and our ride-ons, but then we also have dinosaur themes, Star Wars themes. Those are going to be really hot. Animatronic toys will be very, very popular. And then STEM toys, so educational toys. But make sure with those educational toys that there is a lot of play value there, because your child is not going to be that psyched to learn something if they're not going to have a great time as well.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about families shopping smarter. How do they do this?
Yeah, so we talked about families all chipping in on a big gift. I think that's a great idea. I don't like it when families overspend around the holidays, so I think chipping in is really good. Doing a white elephant, for instance, pulling straws and buying one gift for each family member, or only buying gifts for the kids. There's no need to go in debt over the holidays. And then also look for great coupons and deals as you're shopping, because you can save a lot during the holiday shopping season, too.
Well, as they say, Trey, parting can be such sweet sorrow, and we have to say goodbye. But before we do, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Well, you can go to HuffyBikes.com, and then you can also go to TrueTrey.com. Well, I'll be posting a blog post later today with all the information that we talked about, the toys and the trends.
Good stuff, Trey. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day. Take care.
Thanks. Same to you.
You got it. Parenting and lifestyle expert Trey Bodge on Bill Martinez. Welcome back, America. Well, just like that, we're back with you. Yeah, really appreciate all the ideas. And coming up still on the show, Dale Bellis is going to be joining us up next, and we're going to be talking about Liberty Health Share. He details the benefits of sharing medical expenses and working with your own doctor and not the bureaucrats, huh? For a change. What a great concept, and many of you are taking advantage of it. In fact, you can go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com. And let me tell you, that is an excellent resource, by the way, and not only because you know we're givers, and so anything we can pass on to make your day and make things a little bit easier, it's right there for you, including interviews of our past guest experts like Dre Vaj, Stephen Strang, you know, those that you've heard this morning. They will be posted there on the website. So if you got a part of it and go, oh, gosh, you know, and I get emails from you all the time saying that, you know, this has come up and, you missed some of it and you want to know how you can get access to the complete interview, or you want to share it with friends and neighbors, by all means, just go to BillMartinezLive.com. Just download it and listen at your own convenience, and you're welcome to share it with the entire world and, you know, and the whole deal. So it's all right there, BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to drop me an email, always love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. And I will remind everybody that, you know, we air every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, sometimes in some of the markets across the country as part of this humongous network that we're so privileged to be a part of, is that, you know, some stations only run an hour and not 3 hours. We're grateful for whatever, you know, the stations run. We're thankful for that. But you're missing out on so much more, as you say, because of the breadth of interviews that we do and the kind of experts that we have here, that everything from, you know, the current news of interest to you, politics, issues of faith. You know, we're not afraid to talk about God here or Jesus. You know, that's just the way we roll. You know, we approach things much the same way as Karl Barth, the theologian who believed that he should go to the pulpit when he preached and have a Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other. I believe that should be the case, is that we need to reconcile the things that are happening in this world at any given time with the truth of God. Often, you know, we get ourselves in a chaotic situation, and I find that when I am, overly exercised over something, it's because I haven't reconciled it with the Word of God. And I know right now with the midterm elections, everybody's, what are we going to do? And certainly as people of faith, go to God, pray. Pray that your vote would be a wise choice and that you would participate, because we are called to participate. In fact, we haven't made much of it this year, but in previous years, people of faith, they did come out in record numbers for the 2016 election. But you have to continue to stay engaged. I mean, this is a government of, for, by, we the people, which says that we the people need, we're in charge, but we need to engage our government. We cannot sit back and let happen what's happened. And you got a deep state and all these other things that are happening in our government.
We know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy, but at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And Dale Bellis joins us. You've heard me talk for the last 6 weeks about my friends at Liberty HealthShare and all the great work they're doing as a community of like-minded people who work together to pay their medical costs. Dale is the founder and chairman of Liberty HealthShare. Dale, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, thank you so much for the invitation. So happy to be with you.
I'll tell you, it's an honor to have you here. I want people to capture your heart, Dale, to understand why Liberty HealthShare and a little bit of your background, if you would.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to do that. We are just a nationwide nonprofit association of men, women, families who all unite around the cause of paying each other's medical bills.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that without the help of an insurance company or the government, just a regular systematic way of meeting health care costs, as you've mentioned, in a like-minded community of faith and values, where my money, Bill, goes every month to another person who has expense. And then should I have a bill, that same group is there to fill to meet my bill expense. And it's just based on a time-tested tradition of helping one another. And we've turned that principle into a solution for health care.
I was going to say, Dale, this is very biblical, is it not?
It's really based on what Christian churches have done for generations. Whenever someone among us would have a bill or an expense, an issue, a crisis, we would gather around, support, raise the necessary funds to pay that bill and provide aid and assistance to the family. And that's been the principle that we've followed for generations. And with the passage of the Affordable Care Act, we just said anyone who wishes to come and join us on the basis of these values and principles, we welcome them because it really is an answer to the healthcare crisis.
Well, the Affordable Care Act was very problematic because a lot of promises that were made, as we all know and experience, were not kept. And thank God for Liberty HealthShare, where people of like mind in a community in similar beliefs could come together and in the true expression of godly love, help each other at a moment in time when we needed help, right?
I believe we tap into the basic motivation to fulfill that urge that God's planted in us to really be of assistance and aid to another person whenever they have a need. In fact, it's built within the DNA of America. We're the most generous people on the globe.
Exactly.
You see a disaster strike, people arrive from all corners of the country to help folks out. A child falls into a well. We hold our breath until they're rescued. You know, miners are trapped in a mine, and earth-moving equipment comes from all parts of the country. But we've just built into that urge and principle, or rather behavior, a solution to health care. We're here as a voluntary, cooperative ministry organization to help each other when we have medical bills. We use technology. We throw in a methodology. But that's the principle behind it, and we use that process, and we're currently sharing about $30 million of medical bills every month.
Wow, that is outstanding. Dale Bellis, when you came up with this idea as the founder, what was it for you? And if you can, you know, again, I think this will give us a little insight to your passion and your leadership of how this idea was downloaded into you and you said, why not?
Well, for a decade or more, I had at the time been administering healthcare plans for employer groups. As a TPA, a third-party administrator, and administering those health care arrangements for employers. And with the passage of the Affordable Care Act, just getting ready to go to work one day, it hit me like a ton of bricks. There's got to be a way for the average, ordinary American to meet health care costs without being intruded upon so much by the federal government, particularly, frankly, Bill, in the area of our conscience and our closely held beliefs.
Exactly.
I began to do some research and concluded, using the principles that I had been engaged in administering self-funded employer plans, combined with the tradition of healthcare sharing, put those elements together and launched Liberty HealthShare as a way for people to come together and really meet each other's bills, but drop out of this system that unfortunately has become so hostile to men and women of values and beliefs, and Liberty HealthShare was born.
Dale, were you surprised at the quick response, all things considered? I say quick because there are other, you know, health programs that have been around. But clearly, you've got to believe the hand of God was on this because so many people just, you know, gravitated to this idea.
Without a doubt, and pleasantly so, amazed and surprised at the response of people to participate with Liberty HealthShare. We added our first member in August of 2013. We presently have 100,000 households sharing medical bills. That's 240,000 individual members in all 50 states. And it continues to grow at 2,000 to 3,000 families every month.
That's exciting. You know, people ask me when they hear me talk about Liberty HealthShare, they said, really? You get to choose your doctor and your hospital? We've heard that stuff before, and that didn't happen. I go, no, at Liberty HealthShare, they tell you like it is. It is your choice, right?
It's really a fundamental principle, a freedom that we, number one, engage in the belief that it's our right, given to us by God, to manage, direct, control the care of our health. And that, at its core, means I'm going to choose my health care provider and those that I want to tap into to assist me in the care of my health. And so any willing hospital, any willing doctor will do. We advocate on behalf of members. They simply tell us what, in many cases, the questions that their doctor might have. We reach out and help pave the way as a member to be using that particular practice. But it's the members who choose what doctor, what hospital they go to.
Yeah, you're not having to worry about an agent or getting some sort of, prerequisite approval in order to get services. it's you and the doctor the way it was always intended to be, is it not?
Well, that's really why doctors would go to medical school. They want to help people. They want to be and eliminate all of that unnecessary administrative oversight and red tape. And we've really reestablished that patient-doctor relationship. It's the member, the patient, sitting there making those choices and decisions. Now, I have to tell you, Bill, it is a complex matter sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Entering the medical care arena, we have an entire staff here. We call it a member assistance program, that when someone's going to the hospital, getting some tests, et cetera, just simply call the 800 number. We provide real information, make sure that procedure is medically indicated, and where to go get it at the most advisable price. You'd be surprised at the price variations in the marketplace, because it's our money at stake. It's not some third party paying the bill. It comes from our pockets and the pockets of our fellow members, and that changes behavior when you go to consume health care.
Yeah, without a doubt, as opposed to just letting some nebulous insurance plan take care of things. And then if you ever look at the invoices and see the cost of you know, some tape or some gauze, and you go, how does it get that high? This is ridiculous. But these are the things that Liberty HealthShare is doing on your behalf, to watch out how the dollars are spent, that they are responsible, it's being maximized. But, you know, the way we've grown up with this, Dale, we just haven't really appreciated that these things are accountable and they're negotiable.
They really are. In fact, my observation has been that is one of the most significant flaws in our healthcare system, that when we send our money away to a third party, it suddenly becomes their money. They begin to manage my health. They make decisions based upon their priorities and interests as opposed to mine. And there's no wonder why prices are skyrocketing, because when that is taken out of my hands, Bill, it's being paid by somebody else.
Exactly.
I have no motivation. I'm not engaged in cost containment. There's no reason for me to try to seek care at the least cost, because it's being paid by somebody else. And that's what changes as a group of self-pay patients sharing our medical bills together based upon our values and beliefs. That's really what changes the whole mentality of consumption.
Yeah, and as we said before, the relationship with you and your doctor, the way it was always meant to be. Dale, give everybody an idea of how much, we've got about a minute left here, you know, to be a part of the program. What are we looking at for a single?
Yep. Sure. We ask our members to set aside every month a share amount, we call it. It's $2.99 for a single, $3.99 for a couple, $5.29 for a family of three or more. We don't count more than three. That money goes into a secure online account. We call it our share box. And then through our online technology is matched to another member who has medical bills, and you literally see your dollars flow to their account.
Well, as we wrap things up, Dale Bellis, where can they go for more information?
LibertyHealthShare.org, LibertyHealthShare.org, especially ask for the free information packet. We call it a decision guide. It gets delivered electronically to your email, but LibertyHealthShare.org is the place to go.
He's the founder and chairman of Liberty HealthShare, Dale Bellis, on Bill Martinez Live. Dale, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon.